Things we go to the order?
I do.
Okay, what do you got?
Before, when you came into this evening, you had a packet in front of you. It's referencing an invitation for a summit on planning for the complete communities in Delaware. And it's provided to us by the county administrator through the council, and the cost of the summit for the members that wish to attend will be paid for by the county. And if you decide you want to go, just let Robin know, her number's there, or email either one.
When is it?
Let her know.
November 4th.
November 4th.
8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Dover Downs.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Casino.
Do the early hours of the meeting. Are they going to put us up the night before?
Yes.
You know,
with an allotment.
Well, this is not the DAPE.
Just to tag on that, you know, I think Mr. Johnson might have hit on something too, talking about Americana Bayside. That might be something that's useful if they would partner a little bit.
Where you got it on here?
You know, in terms of, you know, we always talk about hypothetically land plans, and, you know, and how somebody'd like this to happen, and this is what we think it'll look like. I actually kind of think that would be an interesting exercise to say, okay, this is how it was actually built, you know, and then frankly,
go out there and see how it's working.
And start, if they would do it, I mean, I don't know, but start with the plan the way it was approved, you know, and just in one of their meeting rooms or whatever, say, okay, this is what was approved back in 2001 or two. Yeah, and this is the way it is now, and then look at, you know, the way the plan then reflects itself on the actual ground. You know,
why not make it a condition of the approval at the approval of the project? Just like you do a bar pit, they got to come back in 5 years and give reports, and they got to come back 20 years and give.
Yeah, I like the idea from a planning point of view, actually being boots on the ground.
Let's
right
have
on
a workshop right there.
You know, on a big development.
It can be
like
open
that
to the public or whatever, if that's what we have to do, so all five of us can go.
Well, it just has to be posted for all five of you to go. But then Ron MacArthur, if he wanted to, would have to be able to go with you.
Well, I don't
just
care.
For example,
well,
okay, he'll be able to attend.
It just seems like so often, you know, there's workshops and things they talk about, well, this is how we want it to be,
right,
you know, and this
right
is what we'd like the way things would work. Never ever talks about how it actually was done,
yeah,
you know.
I think it'd be a great idea.
On a big project a like idea that.
Well, most projects that we see get developed the way you see it. But the RPCs, the Americana Bayside, the Peninsula, there may be some major changes that you would see when you went out and looked at it from what you thought was happening up front.
Right. Anything else?
I do.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Johnson and then Mr. Smith.
I appreciate the timeliness of the invitation going to Dover Downs, but I got another invitation here, a mail that was sent to me that was postmarked the 29th of August, and this is now October, whatever it is.
10.
And this was for an event that occurred on September 20th. So,
okay.
Kind of late to be able to give my RSVP, which is due by September 14th.
I think you missed it.
When did you get that?
Just now.
In your packet?
Yeah, it's on my pile here.
Playing around somewhere. Mr. Smith, what do you got?
I would like to recognize our chairman being appointed to another panel, board, commission by Governor Markell. Are we correct in that?
Thank you, yes.
And our chairman wants to
got some
wear out, not rust
fill
out.
That's right. I've got some, yeah, I have some big shoes to fill. Those right over there. He's out and I'm in.
That's right.
So I do want to remind you that I will not be here for the next meeting. So, Mr. Vice, it'll be up to you. And with that, we stand adjourned.